What separates those who crumble under pressure from those who thrive? In a world where challenges are inevitable, mental toughness has become the essential quality possessed by anyone who achieves lasting success. This transformative guide by Damon Zaharias has become a cornerstone text for developing psychological resilience, with celebrities like Tom Brady and Serena Williams openly acknowledging how mental fortitude, more than physical ability, defines their legendary careers. Since its publication, the book has sparked a cultural movement toward embracing discomfort as a pathway to growth. Unlike most self-help books that merely theorize, Zaharias offers a practical roadmap that has helped thousands transform their relationship with adversity, making it one of the most highlighted books on Kindle in the personal development category. Mental toughness represents our durability when facing adversity, our ability to withstand pressure, regulate emotions, bounce back from setbacks, and persevere through obstacles. While often confused with grit, they're distinctly different. Grit is an attribute defining our inclination to persevere, while mental toughness is our attitudinal durability and general outlook, more akin to stoicism. This quality manifests across diverse professions and roles. Athletes endure punishing discipline and disappointment while maintaining peak performance. Entrepreneurs overcome countless obstacles to build successful businesses. Medical professionals handle life or death situations daily, regulating emotions while making critical decisions. First responders perform under extreme stress and physical danger. Even parents demonstrate mental toughness by navigating uncertainty and fear while sacrificing immediate happiness for their children's future well-being. What's fascinating is that mental toughness isn't domain general. You can display remarkable resilience in one area of life while crumbling in another. A business owner who handles adversity well may struggle with parenting challenges, while an emergency room doctor who remains calm under pressure might fall apart during marital problems. This is why developing comprehensive mental strength across all life domains is so valuable. It provides the peace of mind that comes with knowing you can handle any situation with poise, grace, and self-confidence. The good news? Mental toughness isn't innate. It develops over time like building muscle, making it accessible to anyone committed to the process. The challenge is that developing it requires work, patience, and enduring discomfort. Developing mental toughness requires effort, but the rewards fundamentally transform how you navigate life's challenges. When you cultivate this quality, you gain greater resistance to negative emotions. You'll remain in touch with your feelings, but anger, shame, and anxiety will have less impact on your behavior when facing adversity. Your performance improves across all domains because you develop the mindset to weather difficult circumstances. Rather than wilting when challenges arise, you approach them with grace and self-confidence, allowing you to reach your full potential. This resilience fosters confidence that circumstances will improve. Instead of becoming fatalistic when things go wrong, you recognize that situations always change, often through your deliberate actions. Your ability to manage stress increases dramatically. Stress comes from anticipating consequences when stakes are high, but mental strength allows you to endure this pressure and even thrive under it. Your tenacity helps maintain motivation, optimism, and confidence in high-stress situations rather than succumbing to the pressure. Perhaps most importantly, you become less susceptible to self-doubt. Everyone experiences self-doubt, even those who appear supremely confident. Mental toughness doesn't eliminate self-doubt, but prevents it from sabotaging your performance. It helps you recognize that fear of failure stems from insecurity rather than evidence. You also gain greater clarity regarding your intentions and purpose. Facing adversity is harder when you're uncertain why you're doing so. Mental strength keeps you focused on your purpose, making you less susceptible to feelings of hopelessness. This fearlessness allows you to venture beyond comfort zones, creating opportunities for growth, skill development, and new insights. Your relationship with failure transforms completely. Mental resilience prepares you to not only accept failure as a potential outcome, but to learn from mistakes. You'll view failure as an opportunity for improvement rather than a judgment of your worth, removing its power over you. This perspective enhances your ability to delay gratification, helping you resist immediate temptations and focus on endeavors with bigger future dividends. Finally, you develop the willingness to let things go. Mental toughness helps you release emotional pain. Mistakes with terrible consequences, perceived slights, regrettable past decisions, seeing them as stepping stones to growth rather than defining characteristics that rob you of peace. Successful people who consistently overcome adversity share common traits that comprise their mental toughness. They quickly recognize when they cannot influence something despite their passion for it. After doing what's possible, they disengage, freeing themselves to focus on areas where they can have significant impact. Whether it's politics or global issues, they know when to acknowledge their limited influence and move on, rather than wasting energy on unwinnable battles. They display remarkable flexibility in handling unanticipated events. While most people become paralyzed by unexpected developments, mentally strong individuals adapt quickly. They've trained themselves to be psychologically flexible, allowing them to remain calm and adjust when confronted with surprises. Their strong self-awareness about emotional states, motives, and personality influences creates confidence. They trust themselves to adapt and overcome obstacles, not just because of their strengths, but because they acknowledge their weaknesses. While most believe they have self-awareness, true self-awareness extends much deeper. Mentally tough individuals purposefully investigate their psyches and develop compensatory strategies to deal with adversity. Beyond adapting to unexpected events, mentally tough people willingly face uncertainty. They recognize no plan is foolproof, acknowledging that no battle plan survives contact with the enemy. Yet they press forward despite potential failure. This unusual attribute isn't innate, but developed through enduring a gauntlet of unfavorable situations. Their ability to bounce back from disappointments sets them apart. While most people become paralyzed by disappointments like missed promotions or failed Olympic dreams, mentally tough individuals view these same disappointments as learning opportunities. They investigate what tactics aren't working, which approaches are ineffective, and what mistakes to avoid. They've mastered their emotions through higher emotional intelligence. While they still experience negative emotions, they remain aware of these feelings, regulate themselves accordingly, and move forward purposefully, rather than living at the mercy of discouragement, anger, and frustration. Despite the negativity bombarding us daily, mentally tough individuals maintain practical optimism. They're not blindly cheerful while their world crumbles, but upbeat pragmatists who see opportunities where others see only disaster. They protect their minds from negativity while remaining confident in their abilities and judgment to make the best of every situation. Developing mental resilience means confronting several adversaries that will try to intimidate you into surrendering when situations become difficult. Self-pity exhausts us and sabotages our resolve, making us more likely to resign ourselves to failure than persevere through difficulty. Instead of taking necessary action, we wallow in negativity, focusing on how everything is going wrong. Self-doubt makes staying mentally strong difficult, though ability and skill rarely determine success or failure. The deciding factor is usually insecurity, which breeds inaction. While feeling self-doubt is natural, even Fortune 500 CEOs and world-class athletes experience it, problems arise when it paralyzes us. Your inner critic may be your most challenging adversary, that voice saying you're not good enough, smart enough, or deserving of success. It not only dwells on negative aspects of your performance, but tries to make you do the same. Once your mind focuses on negativity, your inner critic successfully distracts you from strengthening your resolve. Fear comes in many forms: fear of disappointing others, not meeting expectations, failure, success, or the unknown. Regardless of form, fear sabotages psychological resilience by eroding resolve and causing focus on potentially negative outcomes. It distorts reality, implying catastrophe will follow your performance, making you feel defeated before taking action. While occasional laziness and relaxation are necessary to prevent burnout, unchecked laziness breeds more laziness. This general lethargy makes you less likely to persevere when things go wrong, encouraging concession rather than persistence through adversity. Though we all want to perform flawlessly, perfectionism undermines mental toughness. For some, being less than perfect is unacceptable, creating a constant struggle to satisfy both personal and perceived external expectations. Nothing erodes cognitive resilience more completely than the nagging thought that any imperfect performance is unacceptable. Our emotions can be either allies or adversaries. When we lose control of our emotions, we surrender our attentional resources to negativity, making us less capable of remaining mentally strong during challenges. Finally, self-limiting beliefs hamper our ability to take purposeful action toward our goals. Thoughts like, "I'm too old to start a business," or "I don't have experience, so I'll fail," create an inaccurate picture of reality. These beliefs sabotage us before we even begin, convincing us we're unprepared to achieve our goals. Our emotions significantly influence how we face challenges and setbacks. Emotional intelligence, our ability to understand and manage emotions, allows us to perform effectively under pressure. Rather than stifling feelings, we should recognize them to better control fear, manage stress, and respond with purpose when facing adversity. Becoming mentally strong requires knowing our feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and values. Rather than detaching from emotions, we should embrace them to truly master them. By acknowledging negative emotions when things go wrong, we can evaluate them, determine their veracity, and regulate unrealistic ones. Empathy goes beyond being nice. It means understanding others' emotions in their circumstances. Though focused on others, empathy builds our mental toughness by providing insight into adverse situations we might face ourselves. By connecting with others' experiences, we learn about our own temperament when confronting complications and distress. Emotional mastery isn't about stifling emotions, but recognizing, understanding, and managing them healthily. Managing emotions lets us acknowledge them, confront them, and determine if they're reasonable given our circumstances. Mental toughness connects directly to how we perceive ourselves and our abilities, making emotion management essential when facing distress or disappointment. Gaining emotional control takes time after a lifetime of being influenced by our emotions. Effective tactics include reflecting on feelings, scrutinizing negative emotions, daily meditation, confronting your inner critic, distinguishing between circumstances you can and can't influence, taking action despite uncertainty, and maintaining physical health. With daily practice, you'll eventually manage emotions during difficult situations. While often used interchangeably, mental toughness and resilience are distinct traits. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and adapt to circumstances, like finding alternate routes during unexpected traffic. Mental toughness is a mindset that not only handles difficulties but maintains a positive outlook during them, seeing traffic as an opportunity to enjoy an audiobook rather than an infuriating problem. This distinction matters. Resilience helps us cope with adversity, while mental toughness transforms difficulties into opportunities we can leverage to our advantage. A resilient person caught in traffic might grudgingly find alternate routes or reschedule meetings, adapting to the setback. A mentally tough person might use that same delay to listen to an inspiring audiobook, seeing the situation as an opportunity rather than a problem. Without psychological preparation for daily challenges, we develop catastrophic thinking, seeing every obstacle as a crisis. Consider someone whose flight is delayed. An individual lacking mental toughness might spiral into panic, imagining being unable to contact their friend, getting stuck on the tarmac, and having a terrible night. This catastrophic thinking undermines our ability to recover from setbacks. To develop mental toughness, we must immediately push back against worst-case scenarios before they seduce us into unreasonable, imagined outcomes that prevent purposeful adaptation. We must also reframe failure as feedback rather than something bad to be avoided. Both success and failure are simply outcomes of our decisions and actions, providing information about how our choices connect to results. This perspective allows us to identify skill deficits and adjust our approach. When we see failure as feedback and respond with purposeful action, we develop confidence in handling any challenge, advancing beyond mere resilience to genuine mental toughness. Hardships are inevitable in life, unfair, unpleasant, and often unexpected. Yet these difficult times strengthen our mental resilience, like tempering steel with heat. To benefit from this process, we must face adversity with confidence, courage, and composure. This isn't about willpower, which depletes quickly, but about character, being honest with ourselves, clear about our commitments, and willing to face difficulties with a positive mindset. The Finnish concept of sisu, representing grim courage in the face of certain failure, offers a powerful model. During the 1939 Winter War, Finland faced the vastly superior Soviet army. Despite being outnumbered in soldiers 3-1, tanks 32 versus thousands, and aircraft 114 versus 4,000, the Finns refused to surrender. Over 3 months, they inflicted 400,000 Soviet casualties while suffering 70,000 of their own before finally accepting terms. Their astonishing mental toughness shocked the world, with Winston Churchill praising, "Only Finland, superb, nay sublime, in the jaws of peril, Finland shows what free men can do." While few of us will face challenges like the Finnish soldiers, we can adopt their mindset through four key tactics. First, refuse to let circumstances overwhelm you. Take back control of your mind, even in bleak situations. Second, commit to taking action after understanding your circumstances. An action mindset instills courage. Third, practice emotional resilience with daily setbacks, whether missing your favorite coffee or losing your wallet. Fourth, anticipate problems to prepare for them confidently. Adopting a sisu mindset doesn't mean ignoring your weaknesses or showing false bravado. Rather, it calls for recognizing your circumstances, evaluating your options, and taking determined action toward achieving your desired outcome. It's accepting that things aren't in your favor, but committing to press forward regardless. Studies show we're more likely to succeed if we habitually practice self-control and delay gratification. Success means different things to different people, but for our purposes, it's achieving our goals. Delaying gratification means resisting present pleasure for something we crave even more down the road, like passing up pizza to lose weight. This self-restraint is a skill we can learn and hone, critical to developing mental toughness. Overcoming setbacks requires patience that strengthens our resolve and increases our grit. When we practice self-restraint, we learn to tolerate discomfort for greater goals, improving our cognitive resilience. This helps us persevere rather than surrender to short-term desires. Delaying gratification also improves our ability to ignore distractions and teaches us the crucial relationship between effort and reward, countering the low-effort/high-reward conditioning that comes from immediate gratification. Our habits sustain us during difficult times. When life deviates from our plans, habits help us stay on track, influencing our behavior almost on autopilot when we're under pressure. Good habits make our actions and decisions more consistent and less susceptible to impulses. The longer they're in place, the more deeply ingrained and reliable they become. The challenge is forming them in the first place. Habits represent more than just actions. They signify what's important to us, reflecting our values and priorities. Perseverance itself is a habit, a behavioral response we can train ourselves to carry out in certain circumstances. Developing consistent habits is vital to mental toughness because it eliminates reliance on willpower, motivation, and inspiration, which are fickle. Instead, we can depend on routines and systems designed to prompt resilient responses to stress. When building habits for mental toughness, start small. Make it so easy you can't say no. Take baby steps, like committing to just 5 minutes of focused work rather than marathon sessions. Progress incrementally, not in leaps and bounds. Design consistent cues that trigger your desired response, like playing a specific inspiring song to signal the end of breaks. Remember that slip-ups are natural. Forgive yourself and continue forward. People who undergo Navy SEAL training face the ultimate test of mental fortitude. Despite popular belief, the grueling 26-week training program isn't focused on physical superiority. It's designed for the average athletic male to complete. Yet only 1 in 7 enrollees graduate because, as former SEAL Brandon Webb explains, what SEAL training really tests is your mental mettle. SEALs aren't fearless. They've simply mastered controlling fear through psychological conditioning. While Navy SEALs maintain peak physical condition, their mental training takes priority. They experience fear like everyone else, but have learned to control it through habituation, a process involving repeated exposure to fear-triggering stimuli. This psychological conditioning doesn't eliminate fear, but helps SEALs master it so fear doesn't limit their effectiveness in life-threatening situations. Their practical training techniques can be adapted to everyday situations. During underwater training with breathing gear, pool comp, SEALs must remain calm when instructors deliberately break their equipment. Positive self-talk prevents panic. When feeling overwhelmed at work or home, remind yourself that your skills and knowledge will help you prevail. Navy SEALs constantly practice their skills during downtime to prevent them from getting rusty. Keep practicing essential skills daily, even after mastering them. Like authors who write every day to keep their muscles sharp, consistent practice ensures your abilities remain in peak condition when needed. SEALs use segmentation to break down large goals into micro goals. Rather than focusing on completing a 20-mile run, they concentrate on reaching the next visible landmark. Break intimidating projects into small, daily, achievable steps. For a workplace presentation, segment it into selecting a topic, writing content, preparing slides, and anticipating questions. Further breaking down content creation into introduction, body, and conclusion. Like world-class athletes, SEALs mentally rehearse activities and visualize success. This technique works because the brain doesn't differentiate between actual and imagined experiences. Before a challenging task, like a presentation, close your eyes and visualize successfully completing each step, delivering your speech, advancing through slides, and confidently answering questions. SEALs rehearse relentlessly to anticipate every potential problem. Before the Osama bin Laden raid, SEAL Team 6 created a life-sized compound model and spent 3 weeks simulating complications. For important projects, identify possible difficulties and rehearse responses. Anticipating complications builds confidence in your ability to handle any problem. Mental toughness requires ongoing cognitive restructuring, questioning negative thoughts and attitudes rather than accepting automatic reactions. Like a muscle, mental toughness atrophies without regular use, but can be maintained through simple daily exercises even when life is free of major stressors. Simple meditation, just sitting with closed eyes, focusing on breathing, disconnects us from worldly stressors and provides mental respite. Science supports this practice, showing increased activity in the anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, which contributes to attention regulation, decision-making, impulse control, and emotional responses. You need only 5 minutes and a bit of privacy. Counter self-doubt by asking, "What's the worst that can happen if I do XYZ?" This simple question reveals that mistakes are rarely disastrous, allowing you to act confidently despite uncertainty. The more you practice this, the less you'll hesitate when facing difficult choices. Taking risks exposes us to possible failure, but failure isn't something to fear. It's an opportunity to gain insight and experience. Practice taking small daily risks, ordering new restaurant dishes, trying new gym equipment, or being more emotionally open with friends. These small exposures to potential failure teach your mind to see setbacks as learning opportunities. As Epictetus wisely noted, we must identify which matters are beyond our control and which we can influence. Spending energy on things we can't control wastes precious mental resources. When reading about politics or dismal current events, ask yourself, how much control do I have over this? If the answer is none, ignore it and move on. When facing unpleasant tasks that you'd rather avoid, focus on why the task needs completion. Remind yourself of the purpose, meeting a deadline, enabling participation in future projects, or fulfilling commitments to colleagues. This mental exercise sparks motivation when willpower fails. Beyond silencing your inner critic by demanding evidence for its claims, take the additional step of replacing it with an inner optimist. Actively remind yourself of people who care about you and why they value your company, because you're trustworthy, fair, responsible, compassionate, or funny. We naturally gravitate toward familiarity, same restaurants, same activities, even staying in unhealthy relationships because uncertainty feels uncomfortable. But this comfort seeking robs us of growth opportunities and prevents mental toughness development. Regular exposure to uncertainty trains your mind that new experiences won't lead to disaster, but can instead expand your skills, improve problem solving, and boost confidence. Learning new skills reinforces the belief that nothing is beyond your capacity to learn and master. This process of desensitization lets you confront fears through repeated exposure while acquiring valuable abilities. Each success builds confidence that you can learn virtually anything, strengthening your resolve when facing adversity and unfamiliar circumstances. All of us encounter inevitable setbacks and misfortune. What matters is our response. When life throws curveballs that deviate from our plans, we can either adapt with resolve or react with emotion. Top performers choose the former. No one is born with innate resolve, emotional mastery, or psychological resilience. These qualities develop through experiencing obstacles, pressure, and distress. Just as steel is tempered in fire, our minds are toughened by adversity and hardship.